Hey.
What's happening? Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's going on?
What you doing?
Oh, man, just hanging out in my new digs.
New location?
Yeah, new location. Listen.
I like this.
Do you guys like this?
We're like roaming. I'm moving around. We're like nomads.
I'm working on it.
Jinx, show me a Coke.
Yeah.
We're nomads. I like it. I like the new
The new
I'll tell you what. iHeart has rolled out the red carpet.
They have.
Along with the red carpet. Walls. Well, the gray carpet with the red walls, but yes. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very All right, Rari. I appreciate you.
What's time
brother.
For the Atlanta Dunkin' Lounge?
The Atlanta Dunk, that's what this is called. Yeah, the Atlanta Dunkin' Lounge.
Atlanta Dunkin' Lounge, yes.
I like
sir.
How it's they got the icon on the door with the microphone.
Yeah.
Real snazzy. It's the only one?
This is the only one in Atlanta.
So this is the only one in
one Dunkin' Lounge in Atlanta.
Okay.
It's right here.
And you know what? I got to start going to Dunkin' then.
Suddenly I want a donut. Do you have any donuts in your pocket?
We do have occasional donuts in the office.
Would you be mad if I told you that I do have donuts in my pocket? Not in my physical pocket right here, but in my pocket off camera. I have a bag with some donuts. Am I allowed Amazing. To plug another donut spot? Shout out to Ray's. They're an independent business. I could give a shout out to Ray's Donuts.
We like independent business.
Yeah. Shout out to Ray's
Donuts. We like Dunkin'.
Shout out to Dunkin' because Atlanta runs on Dunkin'. Right?
Yes.
But shout out to Ray's Donuts.
And their coffee is
because
crack.
Kingpin runs on Ray's Donuts.
Do you like Dunkin' coffee?
I love Dunkin's coffee.
That's what everybody
yeah,
says.
Yeah, they have their iced coffees. The kids go crazy about them. They have great themed donuts. I'm not turning this into a Dunkin' donut commercial, but they do have good donuts. Yeah.
One time for the branding of it, because again, everything is ran on branding. You pay attention more with branding. So
yes. Artists' careers are run on branding too. Just saying.
Everything runs on branding well.
Or it should.
Because it used to be Dunkin' Donuts, but now on everything is Dunkin'. Instagram, social media, it's Dunkin'.
Yeah.
So they rebranded it. It's not Dunkin' Donuts, it's Dunkin'.
Dunkin', yeah.
My only gripe with them is sometimes they have the big D door handle, and I don't feel comfortable touching the D to get inside anything.
This guy goes.
You know what I mean? So if they had like a little foot pedal thing, you know what I'm saying? Me and Bigga, we had a shout out to Bigga Rankin. Me and Bigga had a standoff in front of a Dunkin' Donuts because neither one of us refused to open the door. There was a lady behind us and she just kept laughing. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world that she's like, I'll grab the D. And then we really lost it. But yeah, so shout out to Dunkin' Donuts and having the big D on the door. Pause, I guess.
So, was that no Diddy?
Yeah, what?
Oh, man.
Too soon? Too soon?
Never too soon.
Jeez Louise.
Never too soon.
The Gulf Stream hasn't even calmed down yet. The gas is still being pumped. Oh, my God.
I thought I would have said it first. Wendy said it first.
Yeah,
wow.
I guess. Hey, man, you know.
That's interesting.
Just saying.
What you about to say, Wendy?
I've been thinking about boundaries a lot, and your D comment really
segued
right into that. I love that. Thank you very much. I've noticed, and maybe it's people in general, but in the music industry, we don't have a whole lot of boundaries. Do you have boundaries?
I have boundaries now. When I worked at the label, I realized that there are no boundaries in record labels. And I would say also, though, because everyone's working at weird hours in the night, there are office hours, but then office hours range because we could have a meeting at 7 p.m., but it's 4 p.m., in LA.
In LA, right.
And then we can have a meeting at 9 p.m., but it's 6 p.m. in LA. So
right.
It's really, you can set boundaries as much as you can, but it's kind of hard to kind of, and then, you know, it runs at night too. So the industry never stops. It's
right.
In the middle of the night. You know, you think about if you fall asleep early one night, you'll literally wake up to maybe 10 things that possibly
that
happened.
Yes.
Missed that happened from the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes.
You could have missed 10 things.
Yes. My first 25 years in the industry, I slept with my phone next to my head and my ringer on.
Yeah.
And if it rang, I picked it up and I would act like they didn't wake me up because there was some sort of value associated with being
always
extreme,
being available.
Always being available. Mm. And it seems crazy to me now. Like I remember when Pimp C was still alive, he would call me all hours of the night and I would just pick up and talk to him for hours and then go back to sleep and get up and do my job, or sometimes stay awake all night talking to him and then go do my job. And he would just be like venting and ranting and, you know, dumping, you know? And I think about that now, And it's funny, I called one of my friends this week and I said, do you have boundaries? Like, I realized that I have extreme boundaries, like in relationships, no violence. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know? And I realized, huh, I probably could have some boundaries. So I've been really going down that boundary lane. And I especially noticed it last week, because last week I had so many meetings that I got no work done. So I spent the entire weekend from like 7 a.m. until midnight, 2 days in a row, catching up on all the work that I missed because I was just meeting to death. Does that happen to you, Kingpin? I know you
I'm the wrong person to speak on boundaries, because I don't care what time of the day it is. I'm going to send you an email. I'll call you at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll send a notification and I'm going to text you 75 times until you wake up out of a dead sleep and send me the codes. I'm the wrong person to ask about boundaries. I respect people's boundaries.
You have some, but though.
I impose.
Because he unplugged one time for Nikki. He unplugged. He was like, hey, it's the anniversary. I'm unplugging, guys. Now, it's funny because me, him, and Tony, OG Tony, we have a Rari Record Pool group chat. One time for Rari Record Pool. One time for Kingpin, OG Tony. Got a Rari Record Pool. Squad. Plugging that. Me and OG Tony told him 5 times, hey, man, you just said it's you and the wife's anniversary. I'm unplugging. I'll be right back. And you kept sending us texts. We had to
to combat that.
You said job's not done.
And here's where having a great support system comes into place, because my wife wasn't sympathetic to me. Like, oh, go ahead and finish it, babe. She was encouraging it. She was like, get it done so we can spend more time doing this and it won't be on your mind. When you're done from it, I want you to be here with me.
Right.
And if you get like it that. Done means you yes. get you're being I can have more of you when you're done.
Then
instead of
it.
Yeah. Instead of less of you for longer time, I want more of you for the time that I'm with
I
you.
Love
so
that. I love
it's kind of, you know, like, I won't do it for myself unless she does for me in some instances. And that's why I respect and I appreciate you guys so much. Because you guys will be the first ones to be like, you know what? Nobody bother Kingpin.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to purposely go in there and I'm going to bother you guys. And all of you guys will collectively make a decision to not reply to me and ignore me.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not reaching out. But people, it's absolutely. Like, for your own good, Kingpin. We're not replying because we want you to go to sleep. So I get it. That's why I said I'm the wrong person to speak on the boundaries conversation.
Well, you set boundaries for me while I was in France. Remember, like, you wanted to ask me something and you were nervous to do so. I'm like, no, I'm happy to whatever you need. And you're like, no, I want you to take time. And like you're actually better at it than you think that you are. Maybe for other people, maybe not.
Yeah, I definitely respect other people's boundaries because I demand so much from myself. That Same. When the people, if I'm able to build with people and people are able to tolerate me, if you will, or bring me into their circle and willing to work with me, then that's one of the nuances that comes with me. They know that I'm passionate and I'm relentless in it.
You are.
So as to not be overstep boundaries, if you will, or be that person non grata, then I encourage people like you. I need you to be at 100% because you're at your 40%. It's the average person's 100%. Yeah. And if I need to tap into your energy, I don't need you at 40 because you're already depleted. Right. I need you to be at 100. So it behooves me to encourage you to take those unplug for 6 days. We got one of our team members now that because of life's situations can't really, and he wants to dedicate to the work because he doesn't have any boundaries like we don't. He wants to get it done. And we're telling him, hey, man,
right
now. You worry about that and we'll take care of this because there's going to come a time when we're going to have to lean on you. And that's what this is about, right?
Yes.
So I think boundaries are a great way to kind of give yourself a goal, if you will, or a finish line to say, okay, I'm done for the day. I'm going to unplug. I'm going to dedicate more time to being a father, or I'm going to dedicate more time to my personal business. Here's where it gets crazy for me is that if I work 8 hours for myself, where is there a boundary that I can put on, you know, trying to improve myself?
I feel like that's a part of it's the job's not done. I don't think the job is ever done, because we can have meetings all day, but then you have to do the work in each of those meetings that happen, right?
Yes.
So how do you get the work done? You have to do it after all the meetings, but then how do you have time for your personal life? You have to, it's really time management.
It is time management and it's scheduling. You have to really schedule. I've been doing a lot of, self-realization, self-therapy over the past year. And I've actually scheduled it on my calendar the way I would schedule like a conference call. So I'm scheduling time to listen to certain books. I'm scheduling time to do the work in the workbooks. I'm putting together, I think the most interesting thing I'm doing right now is I'm putting together this thing called Lifebook. And it's a business plan for myself in 12 different areas of my life. So there's an emotional area, a character area, an education knowledge area, a health area. So I'm figuring out where I want to be, how I'm going to get there, and then what's the plan to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to share it with y'all once I get done.
Yeah.
Because you guys can actually hold me accountable to it. But if I write a business plan for my companies, why don't I have a personal business plan for myself?
Life plan, huh?
A life plan. I call it life book because it's right now it's 72 pages. And I'm at like chapter 5.
Do you 12. Guys find it that as you get a little older, you get a little bit more time management is a lot more precious to you?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I think after you've lost so much and after you've squandered opportunity,
like if you lose time, it makes
it's
you.
It's like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my
invest
resources.
My time into that.
Yeah.
All my resources.
You know, I read something today similar to that it gave me a perspective. It sent chills down my arm this morning when I read it. It said if somebody's financially invested, they expect a return, but when somebody is emotionally invested, they expect to contribute.
Ooh. And well, I like that.
And that kind of, it sums up it a lot like a of what we do and the passion that we give to this, because we don't want to just take from this culture. We want to give back to it. We want to help not only ourselves and our situation, but we want to help each other be better and our clients be better.
Yes.
And, you know, therein comes the whole community of it, because by helping each other, we default help our internal teams and they help their people and so forth and so on. And it's this ripple effect. And again, time is just the one commodity, man, that we waste so much of it thinking we know it.
Agreed.
We know how to handle it. And I'll give you a perfect example. You ever tell somebody you're right down the street, but you're 30 minutes away, but in your mind, you were right down the street?
Yeah.
Like I was there. I'm like only 5 minutes away. But realistically, you got to walk out of the house, get in the car, jump in the car, get to the stop sign, turn, seatbelt. It may take you 45 minutes to get rolling, but you had enough time in your mind. I could wake up. There's enough time for me to do all of this. And there's not, bro.
It's not.
Time is it's not infinite.
Exactly. I'm at an age now where I look at it like I've only got like another 20 years, realistically, 20, 25 years max. If you think back to where you were 20 years ago, think about how fast that went.
Yeah.
You know, it goes fast. So fast.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I feel like there's a shortened amount of time, but there's more I want to accomplish. So I've gotten really gangster with time management and my schedule. And I've noticed it just in the past few months, I have accomplished so much just from scheduling and time management, and I'm getting so much done. Like you guys are going to see it in a minute. I've got so much shit dropping in the next 2 to 3 months. You're going to be like, where did all this come from? But it's really been 6 months of planning and 3 months of work to get me here. I have found in life that if I have 10 things to do in a day, I'll get them all done. If I have one thing to do in a day, I don't get it done. So I've learned to schedule myself really heavy just so that I get everything done.
Idle time is the devil's time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have, sure. if you don't have something that you want to do during that time, then you're going to do what you want to do instead of having to do what needs to get done.
Yeah.
And I think that's why research is so important. That's why figuring out what you want to do, identifying it, and then working towards that. Like, you want to be a basketball player? Are you figuring out how to dribble the ball 1,000 different ways? Are you dribbling with both hands? Are you dribbling through obstacles? Like, are you dribbling on hardwood floors, on asphalt floors? Is there a difference? Do you understand the difference? Is there a difference between Spalding basketball and a Wilson basketball? All of these things matter, because
everything
at the end
matters.
Of the day,
the shoes matter.
It's
everything.
All about the information,
your health matters,
man.
Like, what are you putting into your body so that you can take that best shot?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything matters.
I don't ever think it's just one thing for us to ever do, though. I'm talking about us three. I don't ever think it's going to be a day where it's just one thing to do.
That's true.
Because if all you do is start thinking, and then
I've never had one
it's going to be.
That's true.
Thank God for Google Calendar.
Yeah.
You guys asked me the AIs that I use not too long ago. I should have told you guys Google Workspace. Because if it wouldn't be for Google Calendars and Google Drives and Google Spreadsheets and Google Forms, and Kingpin would be a creek without a paddle.
And for me, Google Flights, I travel a lot. So I use Google Flights a lot to find out like what's on sale, what the best prices are, when the best time to travel is. Google Flights is amazing.
That's a good one.
Yep.
For sure.
Google has all my domains.
They got to come up with a Google Drive because I do a lot of driving. I don't do as much flying as I should, especially with doors flying off of airplanes and stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of
scared. You also have kids. Like you and I were talking about you taking the kids to visit family in New Jersey. And I'm like, oh, I would never drive that at 17 hours. But there's like six of you, right?
Five of us. Yeah, five and the dog. So yeah, definitely so, six. Yeah,
exactly. So you can't just hop on a plane cost effectively the way that I can. It's just
even just packing up and going to the plane, knowing what I know now,
knowing that I have friends and peers that are 30 and 40 and have never left their city. They've never driven cross country. They've never gone to Philadelphia. They've never gone to eat at Max's Cheesesteak. They've never gone to Bus Boys and Poets in DC. They've never gone and jumped on the subway in New York. Like, they have people that have never done that.
You said Max's, but you meant Pat's, right?
No, I meant Max's. Thank you. Shout out to the hood.
Don't start with me.
Listen, and God, you know, I got people up there. I'm sure I'm going to get, you know, nailed to the cross in the comments about this one. But
I'm from Philly. I'm really going to get nailed to the cross.
Max's Cheesesteaks are phenomenal, man. I love going there. I guess it's the mystique of where I might not make it out alive, or I might make it out alive. And if I make it out alive, I'm going to leave with a delicious cheesesteak. I think that's the allure of Philadelphia right now. So, yeah. People have never gone to the Rocky Stairs in Philadelphia. You know, it's iconic.
It's called the Art Museum.
At the Rocky Stairs. I don't care the building behind it. I'm talking about the stairs because they got the statue downstairs. Most people have never seen that. Yeah. Most people have never seen the Liberty Bell. Most people have never. These museums are free and stuff like that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, if you got kids.
Let alone the West Coast.
Take them on the road.
Stay on the East Coast. Been on the West Coast or the West Coast. You got to go
everywhere.
Can I give you guys a secret from Kingpin?
Yes.
A street team secret from Kingpin?
Yes.
The more historic a city, the better connection you can make with people of those communities. And what do I mean by that is,
why?
Any artist that I've ever gone on the road with, whenever I identify the cities that we're going to landmark places. We're going to go find things. Yes. If there's a university or a college and they've won championships, then we have to go to the place where champions won and we're going to go bleed out from there.
Yes.
If there's a famous restaurant or a go-to restaurant, a taste of the city, then we have to go document that we went there so we can share with our other fans, because there may be somebody in our fan base that has gone and tasted that or had that experience, and that's a connection
for us.
So for those people who think that jumping on the road, it's very, very time-consuming. If you don't have the patience and you just want to get up and go and fly and fly back, I get it. But if you have the means or you have the opportunity to get out here and you want to get out and see the world, you can start by identifying your cities and then find key things to do in those cities. You'll be surprised to see, like, certain cities don't have many things. Like when you're going through Monroe, Louisiana, you got the Mall of the Americas. That's about it within, you know, four or five counties. So once you start to look at things like that and you start to separate pieces of the country, you'll realize that you can do a marketing run and a promo run and really get out there and see the world.
Yes.
And not only just touch the people, but get out there and make some great memories for yourself and start to archive some of those things, because I love being able to have a conversation with people and telling them about amazing Peruvian food that I've had in Kansas City.
One thing I'll say, when I was at Warner, it was encouraged to go to multiple, as many markets as possible on the mix show promotion side. Because they said phone calls don't do justice.
You have to go
and
pull up,
put feet to ground.
Yes.
Pull up, man.
And pull up.
Yes.
And talk to these people, take these people to lunch, or, you know, pull up to what they got going on, and just to say, hey, man, how's it going? I'm here to support you. That goes a longer way than a text message or a phone call.
Way further, because it's an experience now instead of a phone call.
If you've ever traveled, you know what an inconvenience it is to travel.
Yeah.
You know what a pain in the ass it is to live out of a suitcase and clothes in and out and smiles and people here and there. So when you're going to, if somebody that wants to have that life can see you doing that in those cities, there's a level of respect attributed to that, because you're paying the dues. You're getting out and seeing. A lot of people respect me in this business, not only for the things that I've done, but because I've been in their market.
Yes.
Yeah.
I leave my city more than anybody else that does what I do. I've been in their market.
Yes. Yes.
So that lends more familiarity. It builds a chemistry. It builds a bond. And it gives you that aura of authenticity of where you're not just trying to come soak up some game. You're trying to learn. And each city, each market has its own traditions, its own culture, its own way of doing things. And if you don't understand that, if you don't understand the nuances this to every different city, then you're going to be at a disadvantage when it comes to working a record.
Crazy moment. I never forget one time for Corey and Ron Stu at Warner Records. I flew to Miami to 99 Jams to speak to DJ Nasty.
Oh.
For 30 minutes. And I flew right back.
Talk about core DJ, DJ Nasty. Yes, DJ Nasty 305.
I had to ask him a question. But I didn't want to ask him the question on the phone or a text. I wanted to pull up, be downstairs, him walk me upstairs. I meet the PD. And then I flew back in enough time to pick up my daughter from school.
Better believe it.
It's amazing.
It was a 30-minute conversation. And sometimes that's what it takes.
But that's the kind of person, those are the relationships that you build, and DJ Nasty will remember that. DJ Nasty, the PD, will remember that. If nothing else, they will have a mutual point of where this guy can get up and move when he needs to. I need to know who he is and what he's got going on. There is a value in that, in being able to get up and go.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ
Nasty. He declined my breakfast, but.
Big shout out to both DJ Nasties.
Yeah, Orlando and Miami.
Orlando, DJ Nasty. That's
love them both.
Oh, that's my boy, though.
Yeah. Chico.
Get two coffee cups because we're going to need it to stay in here. The lights is expensive, man. They got TVs and shit.